The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
I take it you're here about the paper I found?
Yes, we are.
I suppose that means your next question is, who is he?
Do you have any info on him?
When is he supposed to come back for his dry cleaning?
This afternoon after 1.
I'm sure word on the street will let them know that she was arrested.
Why would they be concerned about that?
Because Soren was the one who kidnapped Kate.
What?
Is there a particular greeting this non-person would understand? He is quite fond of the huntsman's cry to urge on his hounds.
Because today we begin the proceedings.
What proceedings?
The ones that sent you back to the States to face trial for the attempted murder and kidnapping of Professor Xiang Lin of the People's Republic of China.
We just want to ask you a few questions.
About what?
Fortune cookies.
What? You tackle me in front of a dry cleaners and you want to ask me about fortune cookies?
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can...
You ain't getting nothing from me, copper.
Master, all is ready.
This is the first step in the destruction of the IDF.
And now, episode 74, Death Ray.
Hold the bar, Recon 1 on, Channel Alpha 1.
Captain Jocko, you got a sit rep for us?
That's affirmative, Commander. Looks like we have multiple ships launching from Latumus. One freighter and 5 escort fighters. We plan to follow in orbit in stealth mode.
Copy that. We'll notify command and relay any further instructions.
Have you heard anything from our photo analyst on possible cargo?
That's a negative. Their analysis was the same as yours. Nondescript cargo containers. Maintain surveillance on the fleet and report to us when they leave orbit.
We'll go. Our initial orders were to stay in orbit and monitor surface activity. I hope they don't want us to engage. We're a recon ship with light armor and minimum weaponry.
You'll be sticking to your original orders. HQ is mustering a squadron of fighters to track the Rage fleet all the way to Planet 310 if needed. We're interested on what will be going on at Latumus now that the fleet has left.
Geosynchronous orbit over their headquarters base. We can bounce a live video feed off the BSS to IDF headquarters.
Sounds like a plan. George will set up the feed. Just let us know when you're ready after they leave.
Copy that. Recon 1 out.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen. We'll track these guys until they leave orbit, then set up a geosync over their base. Check all ordnance and shielding just in case we get spotted. Looks like the party is just getting started.
George, notify the controller that Rage is launching several vessels and that Recon 1 is monitoring.
Message has been sent. I will notify you when the receipt is confirmed.
Very well.
Did I hear Rage is launching ships?
You heard right, Vlad.
Perhaps we should begin integrity check of deflection shields.
Agreed. George, bring up procedures for shield integrity check.
Procedures have been sent to your handhelds.
Thank you, George. Vlad, let's start on page 3, paragraph 4A.
Paragraph 4A.
Commander, headquarters confirmed receipt of message, and I have an incoming hail from the cargo vessel Mercury.
Open channel 1. Mercury, go ahead.
This is First Officer Nate. We've been monitoring the scrambled comm from Rage. Looks like whatever they've got up their sleeve is going down now.
What were they saying?
Something about all satellites loaded and primed for deployment, and tech personnel boarded. They were also chattering about some Ray platform also being ready and primed.
That definitely sounds like the invasion we have been suspecting. We better proceed with our safety check with haste.
Thanks for the update, Nate. Pass along our thanks to Captain Rogers.
I will. He's en route back from a run to Zone 12. I'm hoping he returns before they depart orbit.
We'll appreciate the update. I'll inform our headquarters of your assistance.
You still have our credit account number, I assume.
Don't worry, Nate. Your patriotism will be well rewarded. Boldabar out. George? Send the transmission to the controller.
Per the controller's instructions, all transmissions are being live-streamed to him. However, he will not receive these files for another day, since he is currently on Planet 310.
Contact SecDef and inform them of these latest developments.
Perhaps the commander and the engineering officer should proceed with a defense shield integrity check before they get caught with their pants off.
Pants down, Robo 4. The expression is, caught with your pants down.
Both are illogical. But I will update my vocabulary bank.
Our mystery man, John Smith, is a mystery no more. Mr. LeBlanc Gagliastri
Who?
You, Mr. Gagliastri. We ran your prints. You've been a very busy man.
My name is John Smith. I'm a legitimate businessman in the import business.
Yeah, import? I can see that. Mostly cocaine and other various narcotics.
Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, pharmaceuticals. The non-prescription kind.
A man's got to make a living.
So why John Smith? You a criminal without much creativity?
I'm a fan of New England history.
According to this, LeBlanc Gagliastri has quite a history in New England. What's with the two last names?
I had two parents. What's your excuse, Mac? You come from a long line of truckers.
What is your relationship to Wei Wong?
We're not related. I'm Italian.
And Quan Quo?
If I'm not mistaken, he's also Chinese. Hey, look, if you're gonna charge me with littering on my pockets or something else, then do it. Otherwise, I'm out of here.
You are familiar with the Patriot Act, aren't you, Mr. Gagliastri?
The Patriots? Sure, I'm for New England.
I think you know what I mean. You're suspected in the abduction of a Chinese national known as Professor Jiang Lin, which can be considered a part of domestic terrorism.
What's a Chinese guy got to do with terrorism? So he ate at the same restaurant. Big deal.
So you did know him?
I saw his picture in the papers. Are you gonna charge me or what? You know what? Never mind. I'm through talking with you. You've got my lawyer's card. Give him a call. He's a nice guy. I think you'll like him.
Well, that went well.
Actually, it did. I got him to verify that he was LeBlanc Gagliastri, even though his prints haven't been processed yet. And he admitted to eating at the same restaurant as Lin.
So what's your next move?
I'll update Hernandez and see if we can match the paper to Quo. We need to figure out what the numbers on that paper meant.
Hey, I know you coppers can hear me. I'm getting hungry over here. How about a little sweet and sour pork or some house lo mein? I know a good restaurant with carryout service.
Kate, Søren here.
Good morning.
Good morning. I see Anna has brought you all the things from the hotel.
Yeah. Finally, something different to wear. So, what's the latest on Wong?
All of the channels have been cleared. She's awaiting extradition to the U.S.
What agency?
It looks like the FBI will have the first crack at her.
I suppose the IDF has people embedded there.
Of course. But we don't have as many as we would like. But I'm sure we will be able to isolate her so that we can question her more.
I don't understand why someone who was so deeply involved in activities in Baltimore, working at a Baltimore restaurant and living in Baltimore, would be involved in destroying a TV tower in Sweden. It just doesn't make any sense.
I was already undercover with her team before she arrived. Their lead man was arrested for drunk and disorderly conduct.
This guy wasn't a Hongan, was he?
As a matter of fact, no, he was Norwegian. She most likely contacted someone in rage after you questioned her. With this position open, and given the fact that she lived here before, I suspect they sent her here to finish up the job. I really didn't get to work with her long enough to get any information on her boss.
What about the other members? You think you could find out anything from them?
I'm certain that my cover has been blown. We're going to start rounding up everyone we can. There's really not much more you can do here.
I'm not so sure I'm done here yet. We've only uncovered one target in Sweden.
Let's be realistic. Wong was installing a receiver today. That means the invasion can't be too far off. There just isn't enough time to find them all. We need to stop the invasion at its source. So you need to get back to the Martin State and work with Nelson, Barnes, and Pierman.
I hate leaving unfinished business. I'm sure we can get more out of Wong.
I'm sure you could, but there just isn't time. Go back and stop this thing before it happens. I can arrange a stip transfer. You should depart at 10 a.m. That will put you at Martin State at 4 p.m.
Well, as you can see, I'm already packed. But I do want you to keep me informed on Wong.
I promise. The stip is only 15 minutes from here, so I'll be back a little after 9:30.
Then I'll see you at 9:30. I was a little saddened to leave. I felt the case wasn't resolved, and I don't like leaving things unresolved. But Søren had a point. It was apparent that the invasion or attack was getting closer, and the best way to stop it was to stop Rage before they got here. I boarded the stip and returned to Martin State. Ginger said that my debriefing would be the next morning, so I made my way back to my apartment. It was wonderful to get a nice long hot shower and sleep in my own bed. The next morning, I made my way to our Martin State. and then Robert transferred me to IDF headquarters. I was surprised to be greeted by the controller.
Kate, welcome back.
Sir, I didn't expect to see you here.
Would you mind driving?
Certainly not. So, to what do I owe the honor?
There are recent developments that require our immediate attention.
What's going on?
I received two communiques from BSS this morning. I have been maintaining classified information on a private server, monitored only by myself and Robo4. Someone has accessed it using my secret password. My brother and I, and of course Robo4, are the only ones privy to it.
Well, sir, first a private server? Why the need for privacy outside the IDF?
Extremely unorthodox, I agree. But, given the political environment, a necessity. I must do whatever is needed to protect my sector.
So, assuming it wasn't Robo4 or your brother, who was it?
Agent Jim Barnes.
Jim? Are you sure, sir?
Ginger confided in me this morning that Agent Barnes intercepted a conversation I had with my brother a couple of days ago.
You mean he used his IDF-furnished biometrics?
I'm afraid so. Would you have insight as to why he would do this?
Jim's investigation on Boldabar led him to the conclusion that Lynn and Professor 310 were working together on a rage project. He's convinced that you know the identity of 310, which would help us prepare a defense plan.
He is correct on both counts. My hands are tied by the council. I was informed not to tell a living soul.
Ah, so you told Robo4 and password protected it.
I shared only the password with my brother. No information. I know, it's a technical point. I'd probably lose in court, but given the dire situation, it's a decision I would make again.
You said that there were two communiques. What else is going on to have you meet me here at the STIP landing?
Come inside, we'll discuss it. There were two reports from the BSS that followed. A recon team reported that a small fleet has departed Latumis. This was verified by First Officer Nate of the Mercury. He also stated that the radio intercepts verified that the cargo consists of satellites.
That makes sense. Communication towers all over the world are being secretly fitted with receiver units. We think that these units are capable of setting off charges. Their goal is to knock out our satellites and ground-based wireless communications. If we notify the FCC of the plan, we open up a whole can of worms. Alien worms.
Can your office send out a warning that there are possible terrorist attacks planned and have all stations closely monitor their towers?
Substantiating such a threat is the problem. Too many people would be involved. Someone would see it as a non-threat. Besides, given the urgency Wong had in getting that TV tower ready, I don't think we'll have enough time.
Then all we can do is hope that the IDF on Boldabar is in pursuit. We have nothing here that can stop them.
I can't just sit here and wait for them to destroy our way of life.
There is a plan in place for a situation like this. Rage will position themselves on the other side of the 310 portal, as not to be detected. They have stealth capability, but hiding will be their first option. Our fighters will lay back to avoid detection by Rage. Once Rage crosses over, we will be notified. We can use our tactical STIP to transfer to our command ship.
What about the comm delay?
Once they are in range of the portal, the communications relay system will transmit through the portal. There will only be a few seconds delay, and I know you are going, so you need not address the issue. Now, I need you to contact Barnes and fill him in on what I've told you. I don't want him sharing that classified material with anyone. We have been unable to reach him.
I'll see what I can do. What about my debriefing for the Sweden mission?
That is not a pressing matter right now. We'll take Soren's written report for the time being.
Speaking of which, I have a serious bone to pick with your brother and Nelson.
Was there a problem?
I consider being kidnapped and held hostage by my partner a slight problem. Pierman knew that Soren was a double agent and didn't tell me. In fact, Soren didn't tell me until he pointed a loaded Glock at me. And as for Nelson, he's the one who trained him.
Fascinating. But I leave my brother to his own internal affairs. You seem to have come out of it all quite fine. I'm sure they had their reasons for leaving you out of the loop. Although I must say, I don't envy their position right now. Please make contact with Agent Barnes and report back to us.
We are approaching the 310 portal. Contact time is 1417.
Maintain all ahead standard. Report to me when we have visual contact.
Aye, aye, my lord.
Well, Professor, soon we will see if your efforts and those of Nicola will be rewarded.
I fail to see what good this will do. We cannot generate enough power to supply even one small country with power, let alone the entire Earth.
As I've explained, this is only a test of the system. By utilizing the satellites to cover the Earth, we will only be delivering a few kilowatts of power to each receiver. Those on 310 will not notice the difference. We will, however, be able to monitor and register the fluctuation in power. If we read an increase in power, then we know that the system works. This will give us time to slowly introduce ourselves to your world before supplying them with free electricity. In turn, we will be able to notify Nicola to proceed with supplying our world with the same.
I think you should have had Nicola here instead of me. I only know about the delivery system. If something does not work on the particular beam generator, then I cannot help.
That is why Nicola is at the Latuma's lab. If something goes wrong, then he can troubleshoot on the prototype.
Which will take a days, given the distance.
Then we shall bide our time until repairs are made. Now, we only have a few of your Earth hours to ready the satellites for orbital positioning. Go to the cargo bay and supervise the unpacking and inspecting of our precious cargo. This will be a great day for your people.
Yes, Lord Sokar. I believe it will be.
Hey, you back from the land of blondes and great meatballs?
I'm back. The IDF has been trying to contact you. Where are you right now?
At Hawk Haven with your dad.
Have you said anything to Dad about the encrypted files you hacked off of the controller's server?
Hacked? You know I don't drive a cab.
Not the time to be funny. The controller knows that you used your biometrics implant to intercept a conversation between him and his brother. Have you said anything to Daddy?
No.
Good. Don't, because you could put the controller in serious trouble. The fewer people who know, the better. Now, is anyone else around you two?
Just us.
Put me on speaker. Your phone can do that, right?
Ha ha, very funny, Hawk. Okay, you're on.
Katie, what's going on? Why the hush hush?
We have intel that leads us to believe that the invasion is underway. Wi-Fi has left Latumis with Lynn and a cargo bay full of satellites.
Satellites?
Yes. We believe they will play a part in destroying our communication systems.
So, are they weaponized?
In a sense. Without telling me who 310 is, can you determine what his purpose was?
Yeah, wireless energy.
So, with his technology and Lynn's guidance expertise, they could be firing a signal to receivers on our towers that could detonate explosives on the towers, all simultaneously.
If you have a satellite array around the planet, and it was capable of multiple bursts of directionally controlled energy, yes, that would be very possible.
Well, listen, can't we just inspect all the towers and remove the devices?
We may not have the time. We have two reports from Latumis that Rage launched a sortie nearly 2 days ago.
That means they're very close to the 310 portal.
Right at our back door.
Jim, we're going to need your Wi-Fi capabilities on this. The controller said that IDF contingency plans call for the sortie to be followed. Once Rage enters Earth orbit, they'll position themselves right outside the portal. We're going to stip transfer to the command ship.
By we, you'd better be including me.
No, Daddy. You're retired. Besides, what will you tell Kelly?
He'll tell her that I came to get him for a little reunion at his old precinct.
You're not helping, Jim.
You know I'm coming along, Katie. Where do you think you got that stubbornness from?
Daddy, you need to stand down. We don't know when this transfer will take place. Rage could stay outside the portal for days getting ready. I promise I'll contact you when the time comes.
All right, I'll be ready to go.
Jim, you stay there for a while. If something breaks, you can take the Roosevelt step back to IDF headquarters.
Will do. Hey, where you headed?
Back to the SIS to check in with the team. I'll update them on what I can about Wong. I understand that they have the man Wong was passing fortune notes to. Hopefully Nelson and I can interrogate him privately.
Be careful, Katie. Don't trust anyone in this case.
I could have used that advice a couple of days ago.
Why's that?
I'll fill you both in when I see you next.
Commander, incoming hail from Recon 1.
Open Channel 2.
Baltimore Space Station, Recon 1 with you.
Go ahead, Captain Jocko. We have you on an open channel.
Rage has left orbit and is proceeding to the Boldabar portal. IDF fighters and a command cruiser have been dispatched to follow them. We are currently setting up for geosynchronous.
Thanks, Recon One. We'll keep our eyes peeled. We will monitor their progress once they breach the portal. How long before they get the video feed?
We should be ready to go in about 20 sub-units.
Sounds good. We'll need to know if Rage takes any further action. Give us a sit rep in about 2 units.
2 units? Will do. Recon One clear.
George, maintain surveillance on the Boldabar portal and report when Rage breaches.
Affirmative. Since I don't have eyes, I will keep my sensors peeled.
You do that, George. Has there been any further traffic from the Mercury?
Negative. My sensors indicate that the Mercury is no longer in this sector. They appear to have departed 4 orbits ago.
What was their last position?
They were in the vicinity of Latumus. I lost contact when we were in opposite orbits. Relay satellites do not transmit position data.
Thank you, George.
So, I heard that. The Mercury's offline?
For the moment.
Perhaps Captain Rogers is back from his, shopping trip.
I hope so. I don't think Nate would take the ship out too far without its captain.
Hey, welcome back.
Where's the suspect?
Yeah, I missed you too. He's in interrogation room too. Hey, what's bugging you?
Let's just say I found out that you and Soren frequent the same bar.
Oh, the double agent thing, huh? Listen, about that...
Save it. Where's Mac and Hernandez?
Since Gagliostri lawyered up, they're working on another case.
What kind of name is LeBlanc Gagliostri anyway?
French-Italian?
Save the wisecracks for your bar buddy.
Hey, if you're going to try and talk to this guy, get used to it.
LeBlanc Gagliostri, I'm Agent Hawk with Homeland Security.
Yeah? You can secure my homeland anytime. Listen, babes, as much as I'd like to get to know you better, I ain't saying a word without my lawyer.
I'm sure you don't need a lawyer to hold your hand.
Oh, you're gonna do that instead? Say, aren't you supposed to tape this? I want to make sure my rights are protected. Anything I tell you will be inadmissible in court.
Court? Did he just say court? You think we'd talk to you about an alien invasion in court?
Alien invasion? Right, little gray man.
No, big tall ones, and they are more green than gray. Look, LeBlanc, we know about the invasion. Wong is in custody. We know Rage is going to try to knock out all our communication systems by targeting our cell and TV towers. Now, unless you'd like to share a cell with a hungry Jubatan, you'll talk.
Jubatan? You know about Jubatans? Are you two aliens?
He is.
Hey.
How about you?
It's a little bit too late for both of you. It's too late to hear me. Too late!
Is it too late? Will Kate and the rest of the IDF be able to stop the Rage invasion in time? Or will Nicola and Lynn sabotage their plans? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Lights Out.